Thailand is being hit by almost three times as many cyber attacks as the world average, with other Southeast Asian nations also being seen as easy targets, according to research by cybersecurity firm FireEye. Our Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane spoke with FireEye's Vice President Marshall Heilman, who described a classic cyber attack.
So let's say that we have a company that manufactures jet engines, and there is a competing company from another country that wants to manufacture the same type of jet engine or wants to acquire the type of technology that this other victim organization developed first. They may pay a hacking organization to break into the victim company, figure out where the plans or the engineering diagrams and designs for that particular engine are, and then steal that information. That information is then given to the company that benefits from the theft, so that they can go and really reduce the amount of time it takes them to develop a competing engine.
And why is Thailand being hit so badly?
It's not necessarily that it's just Thailand that's being hit so badly. It's a lot of Southeast Asia right now is being hit pretty badly. They're just, in general, their level of security is a bit more immature here than elsewhere in the world. And if I'm an attacker and I'm trying to steal data, if the data is the exact same in this part of the world as it is in, let's say, the US or in Europe, I'm going to go for the easiest target.
So are these attacks being done by nation-state groups, or are they being done by commercially driven entities? Who's behind these attacks?
I think it really depends on the type of attack that you're talking about. We see a lot of financial crime that's being driven by what we consider professional cyber criminal groups. So you can think of them like a company, but they exist to steal money from organizations. We do see a lot of nation-state sponsored attacks. We also see a lot of rogue hacking organizations that are maybe they're doing it for profit, or maybe they were once upon a time sponsored by a government and they're now, quote unquote, out of a job and doing this on their own.
That's Marshall Heilman, Vice President of FireEye, speaking there to our Southeast Asia correspondent, Liam Cochrane.